So we've had the bank holiday weekend, and we're halfway through half term. It's about this time of the half term that you might start to wonder, what on earth am I going to do to fill the last few days? Well, thankfully for you, I've got someone who has their finger on the pulse when it comes to things to do with the family, and that is Sally from Harrogate Mumbler. Thank you for coming in, Sally.
Thanks, Tom. Lovely to see you. There's loads going on as usual, just a few more days to fill. First up tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Wednesday night, tomorrow, 1st of June, we've got Dick and Dom at Harrogate Theatre. Oh. So if you've got any kids that are into that, mine are, particularly because they're talking about bogeys all the time. But I'd get down to that. They've got two showings tomorrow at 11 a.m.
They've kept that act going a few years, haven't they?
I know. Dick and Dom in the Bungalow. It's fantastic. And there's still tickets available, as far as I'm aware. So, yeah, if you're at a loose end tomorrow, I'd get yourself booked in there. If the weather is nice, then there's still plenty going on outside. So Harlow Car Gardens have got a Slugs and Bugs theme to the week.
Nice.
Mother Shipton's have got the Labyrinth going on this week.
I've never been there.
Do you know what? It's a really good day out. I think I was born in Knaresborough, actually. Lived in Knaresborough for a couple of months, and since then lived in Harrogate. So I always think of Harrogate as my hometown. But do you know what? Knaresborough, as a tourist, is beautiful.
It really is. When I first moved up here, it was one of the places I was taken. My gosh, that viaduct is just... In fact, actually, I saw it on a jigsaw puzzle the other day.
I think it's one of those places. I think certainly I've always thought of it as sort of on the doorstep. And then I lived away from Harrogate for 10 years. And when I came back, my first day trip to Knaresborough, I was like, oh my goodness, it's just glorious. Mm. So obviously Mother Shipton's is down on the side of the river. It's open year round, but they always do special things during the school holidays. So I'd certainly recommend a day there. Then have a little wander down by the river, have an ice cream, maybe have a go on the boats if the weather's nice. So
absolutely
gorgeous. A little bit further afield, up at the north of the county, in Beedale, is the Camp Hill Estate. Now they've got some fantastic holiday sessions going on, and that's all about being out and about, being in the woods, doing sort of woodland school type events. And you can book in for the odd day here or there, or they certainly will be running the same thing through the summer holidays. So if you want to get ahead, you can book a full week's holiday sessions up there.
And here's a sneaky tip: if you go on our website, strayfm.com/savers, and you go to the days out savers, you will find yourself a half price season ticket to Camp Hill, so you can get in for the whole year as many times as you like.
That's fantastic. It is a really good day out. Usually on weekends, you can go up with the whole family. They've also got the High Wire Adventure up there. Not that I've tried that myself. Looks a bit scary. But certainly if you've got older kids and teens, or just younger kids that are fearless, then you can go on that. But there's also all the little huts in the woods, and you can go up for the picnic. There's a new coffee shop, I think, up there this
There is,
this
yeah,
season.
In a safari tent.
Yeah.
And you can also take your own barbecue if you'd like to. They have barbecue plinths, so you can take your barbecue along, a little disposable.
And then we've also got camps going on. You've got the final day of the Invention Camp tomorrow, run by Rhythm Camp. And if you want any more details of that, it's all on the Harrogate Mumbler website.
Invention Camp.
Invention Camp.
I'm intrigued.
Well, have a look on Harrogate Mumbler and you will see it. And then we're a little bit ahead of ourselves, but in the 10th and 11th of June, it is Tractor Fest at Newby Hall. So
that's always a big one.
Anybody who's into tractors, or their little ones are into tractors, I'd recommend that you get over there.
Yeah, that's always a massive one though, isn't it? Always really busy.
Very busy, very popular. But Newby Hall in itself is just a lovely place to spend the day. So that's also open during the half-term holidays, so last couple of days.
And would you believe it, we also have half-price family entries to Newby Hall available on the website, strayfm.com/savers. I say that, they may well have sold out because half term is a busy time. So get yourself on there right now. Get it on your phone or something while you're listening. strayfm.com/savers could save you half price on loads of these days out. You can always check your website for more stuff, can't you, Sally?
Absolutely. It's harrogatemumbler.com. And actually, while you're there, have a look on our homepage, because at the moment, I've had a message from the Girl Guide Association around Harrogate. They are desperately short of adult volunteers. And that's for volunteers for Rainbows, which are the youngest ones, and Brownies, which are, I think, around 7 to about 11. And then the older girls, the guides. They are looking for women who will help them out. It doesn't have to be a full-time thing. You could just volunteer to help them periodically, some outdoor sessions. But it's such a massive, really worthwhile organisation. So if any of you are feeling the inclination to do a little bit for somebody else, I would thoroughly recommend looking into Girl Guiding.
How many of us have been involved with either scouting or guiding in our childhoods? And to give something back and be involved in that and make sure that the next generation can be involved in that.
It's mixed as well. It doesn't just have to be girls go to guides and boys go to scouts. They can mix them up. And then there's the young leaders section and venture scouts and all of that. There's so much. And it gives young children the opportunity to do things that they don't normally get to do in their daily life. I mean, my eldest daughter's 7 years old and she's just done her first little overnighter with her brownie pack to Ripon. And
there's some really lovely life experiences that they can gain through that, isn't there?
Yeah, and it gives them a little bit more responsibility. I think with your own children, you get sucked into knowing what they do and don't do. And in some ways, it gets a little bit limiting because you assume they're only young and they can't either prepare their own food or they can't do their own chores at home. You get into a bit of a routine. You put them into something like Brownies, Guides or Scouts and suddenly they're getting pushed a little bit. They're getting a little bit more independence. And it's just character building. I'm a huge advocate of it. So I'd recommend if you have got any capacity at all, have a look and see if you could volunteer a little bit of your time.
Sally, thank you so much for coming in. As we say, you can always have a look at the Harrogate Mumbler website. It is an absolute treasure trove of information if you've got younger family, particularly if you're a mum. That's why it was originally set up, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but it's not exclusive.
It was not exactly altruistic. I set it up for myself so that I could find out what was going on in the area, but it's grown.
And there you are. You're now the expert in what's going on in the area. Thank you for coming in, Sally. We'll see you again very soon.
Thanks so much for having me.